KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have the Resident Services Director, Hannah Brown. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, John.
Good to have you with us today, and you brought a guest along, too.
I did. I brought Dorothy. She's a resident here at the Villas, and I talked her into being on the radio with me today.
How are you, Dorothy?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good. Hey, talk with us, Hannah, about the library there at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Our library is so neat. I really love our little library here at the Terrace. I'm trying to think of how many years we've had it. It's been here as long as I've been here, so 10 plus years at least. It's a free resource to all of the residents that live here. We've got a lot of great books. We have DVDs, we have CDs, and more. And the really neat thing, I think, about the library is that it's run by the residents. It's all volunteer-run by residents who live here.
I've been inside that library. It's light and it's airy, and as I remember, there's some pretty good pictures of flowers out the outside, too.
It's true, yes.
Hey, Dorothy, tell us about how you got started volunteering at the library.
Well, I've been a librarian, I was just telling Hannah, for about 40 years. So I worked as a librarian, first of all, in a law firm, and then I was in a public library where I worked in a very large system, but I was fortunate to work in a very small branch. So I got to know all the patrons there just as I get to know them here.
Uh-huh.
And I've also done, after I finished that, I was the volunteer librarian at the Equine Medical Center in Virginia. So I got to work with horses. And then my other experience before here would have been with we called ourselves the littlest, oldest library in America. It was in Upperville, Virginia. We were located in a very small, very old building that was used during the Civil War as a hideaway. And we served that little community there as well in collecting ephemera.
So can I assume that you are an expert at the Dewey Decimal System?
Oh, no.
Oh. I managed to tolerate that, but that was about as far as I could get.
Yes.
So how do you keep everything straight there at that neat library there at Buffalo Hill Terrace?
We have access to an online cataloging system. And so we do have a library organized into fiction. And then that is subdivided into fiction and large fiction, alphabetical by author. Then we have another section, which is autobiography, biography, and then a nonfiction section where we do assign a subject to each of the books so that you don't have to look all through it. If you want to read about World War II, you look for World War II. If you want history, you look under history, and all the books will be together on that shelf. In addition to that, we have many libraries throughout the library. One of them has a collection of mystery books.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and that is the next thing I want to ask about, the Mystery Book Club. We'll do that right after this.
Ditch your snow shovel. Escape winter worries. Experience a warm trial stay at Buffalo Hill Terrace in your own fully furnished apartment. Go online, take a peek at their winter wellness calendar. Choose to participate in entertainment and games, arts, clubs, groups, and fitness classes. Enjoy the fine dining, a cocktail, and friendly socialization, all on a trial basis. Call Buffalo Hill Terrace for this limited time offer. Stay the season. Move into a fully furnished apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace. 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today it's Hannah Brown and Dorothy Donahoe. All right, Hannah, let's have you tell us about the Mystery Book Club at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
I'd love to. So, you know, I mentioned in the first segment that our library here at Buffalo Hill Terrace is totally run. It's operated by residents who volunteer, and I'm super lucky to have Dorothy with all of her experience. She really knows how to run the library there. And this Mystery Book Club is similar. It's a resident-led program. They came up with the idea, came to me, and said, we have a group of folks who love reading, and we specifically love mystery books. We're kind of mystery buffs. And could we start a mystery book club? So it kind of grew and took off from there. Yeah, and they meet once a month over lunch and talk about the latest that they're reading.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Dorothy, what resources available for mystery buffs?
Well, we have a wonderful resource put together by, again, a volunteer resident. It is we call it the Red Notebook, the mystery writers you might enjoy reading. And this person, this resident volunteer, put together a notebook which contains, oh goodness, there must be 50 names of authors.
Mm-hmm.
And then under each author, a brief, first of all, list of their titles. If we have them in our library, they're in one kind of print. If we need to go to Imagine If libraries, they're in a darker print. Then there's also where it takes place, whether or not you need to read them in order, the names of the main characters. So it is a wonderful resource. And so, and if you like lighter ones, what Leslie Budowitz calls cozy mysteries, you can find those in here as well.
Oh, boy.
It's just a wonderful resource. It took a lot of work, a lot of skill, and dedication.
So this neat notebook that she's talking about, kind of this big red binder with all of this information, it just, its home is in our library. So residents can go check it out and kind of find resources for what they're into.
When you say Leslie Budowitz, she's been a guest on our morning show there quite often. And it's always a lot of fun to talk with Leslie and see what she's going to cook up for us next.
Mm-hmm. Cook up is a good word.
What does she call that community? Little Spoon?
She's looking in the binder.
Yeah, instead of Big Fork, it's Little Spoon.
Spoon.
Oh, gosh. Sounds like just a heck of a lot of fun that you guys are putting together, and something that, you know, that a lot of folks can get involved in. Hannah, I want to hear about the mystery author event you got coming up. We'll do that after this. We talk a lot about the life plan community within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, but what does it mean? Here's Villa residents Fred and Shelby Thompson to explain.
They have a life plan aspect here that we're glad to see, whereby we can live independently as long as we're capable, and we have a procedure whereby we can move to assisted living. We have nursing home care and skilled care level available to us. The facility here also has a memory care unit, and also a facility they call the retreat, which is designed for short-term rehab. And can't stay in the hospital, but you're not quite ready to go home, they'll take care of you at the retreat till you get ready to go to your home. So that's the multifaceted level of care you need is here at the Emmanuel Lutheran Community, and that's why we're like it so much.
The Life Plan Community at Emmanuel Lutheran awaits you. Just call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Oh, man, we're having a lot of fun here today. Hannah Brown is the Director of Resident Services at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And we have Dorothy Donahue with us. And all right, you guys, what's the story here on this mystery author event? Is it a mystery?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about it. I won't give it all away. On February 24th, we have a virtual event happening. We have three local authors, Leslie Budowitz, Debbie Burke, and Christine Carbo. They're all going to, via Zoom, participate in this virtual event and talk about mystery books, specifically their books. They'll talk about the writing process. It'll be kind of a fun way to get to know the authors. We had thought about doing an event like this pre-COVID, and obviously that didn't work out. Some things changed on us, and that we revisited this idea and thought, you know what, why can't we make it virtual and have folks tune in from wherever they are? So that will be coming up on February 24th.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I know you'll enjoy these women. We've met all of them here on the KGEZ Good Morning Show from time to time. Okay, so let's get you, Dorothy, in here one last time, because I want to know who some of your favorite mystery authors are.
Well, I've read, before I moved to Montana, I was reading Henning Mankell, and then I like Louise Penny, and for a cozy writer, Alexander McCall Smith. But since I have moved here, there are many very good writers right here in Montana. So I've read the three authors who will be coming, the mystery women. But also a new, well, he's not new, but I think he only has one book, which we have in our library, and that's James Thames, and his book takes place right here in Kalispell and on the lake. And then there are a few other mystery writers, local. I'm reading this because it helps. I like the books. but it acquaints me with my new home.
Well, you'll see what I mean when you get down to Little Spoon.
Okay.
I don't mean to be a spoiler there, but it's a lot of fun anyway. And as you said, it's about food and it's a mystery. Let's circle back now. This event is February 24th. Tell us more about it.
Okay. So I don't think I mentioned the time. It is at 3 p.m. And as I said, it's a virtual event. So folks can tune in from wherever they are at home, or, you know, for the folks who live here on campus, they could tune in their apartment or come down to our auditorium and watch it on the big screen. But if you don't live on our campus and you want to participate, we would love for you to. You just need to reach out to me. We haven't published the link yet, but you can give me a call and I will email you the information. We'd love to have folks all over participate.
Just sounds like a lot of fun, you guys, and congratulations on putting that beautiful library together and organizing everything. I got a feeling that that's an ongoing process, because I've got a feeling you guys are expanding with more and more books all the time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, at least it'll keep you busy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Resident Services Director Hannah Brown. Thanks, Hannah, as always. And the resident over at the Villa, we have Dorothy Donahoe. Dorothy, thank you so much for all you're doing.
You're very welcome.
All right.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.